At this time, the next item is the license list request, which we have from Hunt Lead Free, and I'm going to turn this over to Nick Michaels.
Thank you, Vice Chair Colton. Members of the Commission, the Department did receive recently a request for a list of license holders from an organization by the name of Hunt Lead Free South Dakota. The type of list that this organization is requesting is the mailing addresses of tag holders for deer, elk, and antelope in western South Dakota. Stated purpose for this list, they say, is that they have partnered with the South Dakota chapter of Backcountry Hunters and Anglers to provide a free box of lead-free ammo to tag holders for deer, elk, and antelope in western South Dakota. They have attached a brochure with the units that qualify. That brochure is included with your materials there. They stress that this is a voluntary program and to let hunters try this new ammo for free. The department has no objections to releasing this list. The controlling law here is Administrative Rule 4106.0204. That administrative rule prohibits the release of any license lists if the use of that list is for the promotion or advertisement of any form of gambling, alcoholic beverages, or offensive or pornographic matters and materials. That is not the stated use for this list. To that end, the department has no objection, and we would submit it to you for approval.
All right, everybody has heard that. We have it in front of us. Discussion.
Sure. To approve, Nider.
We have a motion by Nider to approve. Do we have a second? Seconded by Teal. Discussion on the petition.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Is there any other organizations or anything we give this list to? Is it public knowledge, or how many other people have this list?
Nick, I'm going to... Yep, go ahead.
Through the chair. Mr. Spring, I couldn't say with any degree of certainty. I would pass it over to the head of our wildlife division, Tom Kirschman, though he might be able to shed some more light on that.
Thank you, Mike. Or Nick, excuse me, Commissioner Spring. So this list that's in front of you today, this list request, is for a specific hunting seasons, deer, antelope, elk, for specific hunting units. We have had other entities, or we have had a specific individual organization that will also buy lists. Oftentimes, for example, you have a pheasant hunting operation that's looking for a list of small game hunters, and they go through that process in front of you as well. So this list will be somewhat unique because they're asking for specific hunting units in those hunting seasons. So these names could have been on other lists before that someone or some entity may have received, but not exactly the same because they are specifically asking. You can see the map with your documentation there of the hunting units that they are requesting. Now, again, these names could have certainly been in other lists and prior requests by other individuals or organizations or entities in previous years. So, yes. I would say it would be quite possible that some of these individuals would have been on other lists before. This one is just very specific and unique to these hunting units for these hunting seasons.
Jim?
Yes.
I got a question for Nick. Will they get the $100 approved exception fee or the 100 per thousand minimum, whichever is greater?
Thank you, Chair. Commissioner Kirkby, there was no request to waive that fee or to request the amended fee. So the default here would be the normal fee unless the commission would choose to do otherwise here.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions or discussion?
Commissioner Whitmire, I'm familiar with some of the lists we've had, and you know, with outfitters and whatnot. This being kind of a retail item, I mean, it feels like it's just to have that discussion. Is this kind of a first to, you know, where it's an actual commodity being marketed with the lead-free bullet? Just in your memory of things, have we ever had that where there's a, you know, a commercial item and be it a, you know, a different type of, it's just a different family, I guess, of what we've approved in the past. I think Director Kirshen.
Yeah, through the chair. Commissioner Whitmire, I don't recall that a list has been specific to an item. Now, please understand also the impetus behind this request and this list is to provide information about lead-free ammunition and the reasons for using lead-free ammunition, so on and so forth, to inform and educate those hunters. But then what comes with it, they are offering up that, I believe it's one box of ammunition with that, if you choose to accept that or would want that. The primary thing that's going to be, the list is going to be used for, is to send out the information to those selected hunters in those units, the information about using lead-free ammunition. So it's more about, I would offer up to you the education, information sharing is step number one of it. That would be the primary thing for us in providing that list so they can share that information. And when they share that information, they will provide that offer. And then it's going to be up to those individuals to decide if they want to go that next step from that box of ammunition from those organizations. But
any further comments, discussion, questions? All right, hearing none, we have a motion on the floor. All those in favor of accepting the petition, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It is passed.